Audio by Nightfawn. Find me on r/Nightfawn or on Pornhub or YouTube under the username Nightfawn. This content was created by a consenting adult for other consenting adults. Do not consume this content if you are under the age of 18 or considered a minor in your place of residence. And please do not repost or republish my work. Thank you and enjoy. This isn't any place for a human, you know? Don't act so surprised. I could smell you from a mile away. What's the matter, little cub? Did you wander too far from your burrow? I'm not the only one that noticed, you know? Don't look. Don't act like you've noticed. Just keep your gaze forward and keep walking. Listen to me. And do as I say if you want to live. Turn left here. And ask the manager for the Iroha room. I'll meet you there. Good boy. I'm so proud of you for finding your way to me. Sit. Sit. I've had them bring a meal for us. Although, I would rather just eat you up here and now. Kitsune are partial to the livers of men like you, who hold such vitality in their organs. Well, I'm only kidding. Partially. My kind do eat humans, but I've taken a liking to you. Brazenly marching into a yokai village. Couldn't you feel all those eyes on you? Surely you felt such heated gazes creeping across your supple skin. The ice-cold prick of murderous aura down your spine. No. Oh. It must be a hard existence, living with such dulled senses. Even still, you do intrigue me. Come. Sit. Didn't you hear me? I suppose human hearing is much worse than I thought. Come and sit next to me that I may appraise you, human. What's the matter? Are you so afraid of me, human? I promise not to bite. Unless you give me sound reason to. Good boy. The Zabudon here are comfortable, aren't they? This district is known for its high-quality furniture. Now, spin me a tale, little cup. While the night is young and the sake runs free, I swear, on my nine tails, I will not harm a hair on your head. Eat. You're famished. The food in this world is unlike anything humans know. Besides, I'm sure you'll need to replenish your strength so you can tell me just how a human like you, with no affinity whatsoever for noticing ill intent even as predators crowd around you, managed to travel so far from the world you call home. A chase. Like predators to your prey. Ah, I know these stories well. So, these men, these bullies, chased you deep into the forest. I know them well, too. Men who hunt for sport, who relish in the chaos and bloodshed and agony they rake over those they deem weaker. Unworthy. I smell no trace of bloodshed on you, little cup. You are pure, and there is strength in that. Never forget it. And so you, disoriented and weak with exhaustion, sought refuge in the mysterious town that took shape like magic before your very eyes. Desperation was so heady in your mind, you were choking on it. The path lit by hellfire seemed to last forever in your panic days. You cried real, hot tears, and relief made you weak in the knees. You didn't know where you were, but at least you were in civilization, and the memory of those men seemed light years away when you looked at the lively town before you. I know how you felt. I'm sure, to an outsider, this place seemed warm. Welcoming. You probably looked at the glistening shops, lanterns strung up for what seemed like miles and miles, and thought, ugh, I could stay here forever. But that's how it gets you, you know. Like a cloyingly sweet smell, you follow and follow until you find rotten fruit strewn in a dark alley, and by then, it would be too late. There's things in this town. Spring traps around every corner just waiting to snare. You aren't supposed to be here. You are the drop of blood in a pool of sharks, and it's just a matter of time before something locks onto you. I have a proposition for you. Most likely a life-saving one at that. You'll do anything. Honorable to a fault. Your innocence is immaculately white. It's almost blinding. Be careful, little cup. In this world, words hold power. But if you insist you'll do anything, human life is so fleeting, after all. A couple decades and you're all snuffed out like a flame. Very well. If you're so insistent on keeping whatever vestiges are left in your little human existence, you'll do as I say. You'll become mine. It would be so easy, you know. Stay with me. Here. Forever. Oh,
Why are you so hesitant, little cup? Is your tie to your old world so strong? Even though there are things like these bullies waiting around every corner, waiting to ambush you, waiting to take you when you least expected these monsters. How is that any different from here? At least here, I can protect you. I'm here to be with you until the end of your days. To hold an eternity of warmth and love in the embrace of my tales. Fall into me, little cup. Give yourself to me. I want to make you mine. Don't you want me? I've been so lonely. There's a cold that's settled within me, and I'm afraid of what will happen if I can't shake it off. What will become of me if I keep wasting away like I have been? You are so warm, little cup. Light of my life. I've been watching you for so long. Watching you grow, all while I grew hungrier in the shadows. What is the source of your warmth? It's searing my fingertips. My lips feel singed, and yet I feel compelled to come back for more. Grab me tight while I straddle you. Rolling my hips against yours like a bitch in heat. Maybe I am in heat. Slide my kimono off my shoulders to expose my milky skin. Your lips are so hot against my neck. Kissing a trail down to my breasts. That's right. Grab both of them. Squeeze as hard as you'd like. Press them together on either side of your head and squeeze. You're so close against me, as if we're becoming one. What are you... Oh, you're sucking both my nipples at once. Pressing my breasts together so you can run your tongue in dizzying circles again and again and biting on them. More, I need more. Harder, little cub. Devour my tits. Little pussy against your clothed dick. I don't care if I could stain your clothes. If I mark them with the scent of my arousal, I don't care. I'm going to come. I'm going to come. To think you'd make me come from nipple stimulation alone. and so quick. I knew you were special, little cub. My golden-tongued little cub. But there's more work to be done. Tsukiyomi-sama is smiling down at us. Can you feel it? The moon god likes a good show. As a promise of a long night in the air. And believe you me, until Amaterasu-sama rides her sun chariot in the sky, I won't let you get any rest, little cub. Lay back and look up at the ceiling. Good boy. Let me slowly move up. Rest my knees on either side of your head. You know what comes next, don't you? Spread my kimono, parted like curtains for the cherished main event inside. You're going to clean me off. I'm going to sit and grind my pussy on your face, and you're going to use your skilled tongue to scoop every drop of cream out of me. Like that. Just like that. You're grabbing my thighs so tightly. I can't help but squeeze back, clenching around your head, holding you in place so you can just devour me. More. I need more. I need you closer. Closer. Even closer still. Flick your tongue against my clit over and over and over before dipping your tongue deep and deep into me, lapping up my pussy juices. It's so good. You feel amazing, my good little cub. I need you deeper. I want you all the way in me. I'm so cold inside, little cub. Won't you warm me? I'm burying my fingers in your hair and pull you even closer and grind my hips against you over and over. Dig your fingers into the soft flesh of my thighs. So sensitive. I'm so close again. I'm gonna make a mess all over your face. And then I'm gonna fuck you over and over until there's not a drop left in either of us. Spread my ass while you eat me out. Oh, that's it. That's it. That's good. That's good. Thank God, little cop. That's it. Use some of my pussy juices to make your fingers slick. And then push them deep into my ass. No. I need it now. Like that. Oh, just like that. They're going so deep in me. Feels amazing. Finger fuck my ass. Oh, you tongue my clit. Yeah. More. I'm so close to bursting. More. I need more. Grab my tails and yank them hard while I fuck your face and you finger fuck my ass. Oh, it feels so good. It feels so good. I'm gonna go crazy. You're driving me fucking mad. I'm so close. Again. Open your mouth. Open wide. That's it. Oh. No waste a single drop. Squirting all into your mouth, all over your face. My ass is tightening on your fingers. I can't stop my hips from bucking against you. You've done so well, little cub. So wonderfully. You've definitely earned a reward. Breathe, little cub. Let me get a good look at the mess I've left you in, now that I've moved off of you. You look absolutely delicious, all flushed and panting. Let me rest a hand on your cheek. Drink up the warmth of you while I rake my claws gently down your neck, lower down across your chest, your abdomen, trace circles along your hip until finally, this little bird's been in this cage for too long, don't you think? It's about time we let him free. There. Doesn't that feel much better? Does the cool skin of my palm feel good? Slowly pumping up and down like this. Oh, God, you feel so searingly hot. Hotter than any foxfire I could muster. Burn for me, little cup. Feel me guide you to the soft, warm, wet velvet of my pussy. Feel the tip of you gliding across supple skin, my wetness coating you, dripping down your shaft. Do you want this? Want me? Say it. Tell me just how badly you want to fuck a kitsune's tight pussy. Your cock is throbbing in my hands. Your aching balls are so heavy and full of cum. Will you pay tribute to me, little cup? Here and now. Swear your undying allegiance to me, and I swear to Inari Okami-sama. Long may the god of kitsunes reign. I swear that I shall bring you an eternity of pleasure. Good boy. What a good boy. Oh, my good little cop. Oh, my good fucking boy. Let me show you what it truly means to belong to a deity. What it means to be mine. I want every inch of you, little cub. I want to devour you. Let us live together in carnal ecstasy. Make no mistake, though I might not gain nourishment from you, might not tear you limb from limb and consume your liver hole, there are other, better ways for me to devour you. Gods, you are delicious. I need to taste more of you. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid I'm getting lost in you. You might just be turning me feral. More. Touch me, little cub. I want to feel your hands on me. That's right, touch me. Touch your mistress. How does it feel to drive your dick into a kitsune over and over and over? How does it feel to fuck me? They say sex with my kind is intoxicating. They say humans often lose themselves. Not that that matters anymore. You lost yourself in me the moment you stepped foot in this room. Grab my ass and hold me tight while you pound your cock into me deeper and deeper. Oh, just like that. Just like that. What are you doing? Why did you stop? I see. You mean to fuck me like an animal. You want me on my hands and knees before you. Oh, very well. I could never say no to that fire in your eyes. There. Fuck me, little cub. Melt me like a bitch in heat and fuck me with reckless abandon. No. My tails are sensitive. You can't just... Oh, fuck. No, my tails. Don't tug them. Don't tug on them so hard. Don't grab them so roughly. I can't take it. If you grab my tails, will you fuck me like that? I won't be able to hold on for much longer. Wait, what are you doing? Fuck. You're pushing two fingers so deep in my ass. My ass. It feels so good in my ass. I love getting breath like a bitch in heat. Will you grab my tails and fuck my ass? I knew I was right about you, little cop. You're a blessing. I'm so happy you're mine. You always fuck me. Fuck your mistress until I come all over your cock. Grab your fingers in my ass and grasp my tails harder. I'm so close. I'm so fucking close. Yeah. I want you to come in me. Come in me, please. Please. I'm on the cusp, little cop. I want you to come with me. Fill me with your white hot essence. I don't know how much longer I can last. Come for me. Come for me, little cup. Come for me. Do it now. Give it all to me. Every single drop. Pay tribute to me by shooting your seed deep into me. That's right. Just like that. Burn me deep to my core. I'm coming. Around you. There. You did so well. You did so amazing. What a good little cub you are. Now, just close your eyes and let me hold you like this. Yeah. Pat your head. How bold. Very well. I'll indulge you. In the morning, we'll go to my home in the mountains. For now, you must rest. I'm sure your human constitution isn't taking the air in these lands so well. That will change the more time you spend here, and the more of our food you consume. They say that the food of the yokai world can lengthen human lives, you know. I'll see to it we get that eternity together. Your things. Little cub, there is no more need for your material possessions. I'm sure we can find replacements for all of them here. Besides, you cast your old life aside the moment you swore yourself to me. I'm your mistress now, little cub. You are mine to use how I see fit, and if that means draining you every night for 100 years, so be it. Go on. Say you love me. Say you'll stay in the embrace of my tales forever. Good. What a good little cub you are.